This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his last and the final messenger. We ask Allah Almighty to send peace, salutations, mercy and blessings upon him, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My beloved brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. Today's topic of Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is families' care for children. Indeed, children are the adornment of our houses. Subhanallah, our homes feel lively when our children are around us. They are indeed the beauty of this world, subhanallah. Children are very, very important for us in our lives. And this is the reason why the Prophet, peace be upon him, was keen to sit with them, to show them compassion, to help them gain confidence, and to also develop and strengthen their character. Subhanallah, children are an asset for our lives. They can benefit us big time in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore taught us this dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Allah, grant us from our children the righteous. Subhanallah. In this khutbah summary, I would like to help you out and help myself with five E's that should be always focused when it comes to children. The first E is education. Education is the most important element for their transformation. So educate them as much as you can with the creative ways, with the sound knowledge. Once they are educated, they will be able to help themselves live in a way that will be an example for others. The second E is environment. Give them supportive and positive environment so that they can flourish in a way that is productive. The third E is engagement. Sit with them, talk to them, discuss with them, listen to them in a way that you listen to any elderly person. When you engage with them, you would know their likes and dislikes. You would know what they love to do and what they don't love to do. Subhanallah, your engagement and the human touch is so important for their development. The fourth C is empathy. Show them empathy. Let them feel that you are very important to them and they are very important to you. Subhanallah, having empathy towards our children helps them grow drastically. The final C is empowerment. You see, you, when you educate them, when you give them supportive environment, when you have the element of, you know, engagement, and you have empathy towards them, you will empower them. And that is what we want. As the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, one of the three things that will always benefit you even after you die is your righteous children, is your children who will pray for you, who will do good deeds, and you will be rewarded for that in this world and in the hereafter. So my beloved brothers and sisters, never ever undermine the blessing of children and pray for them, for their goodness, for their well-being of this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah Almighty to bless His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, the President of the United Arab Emirates, with success, with strength, and with good health. And we ask Allah Almighty to bless likewise to all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable them to do things that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this beautiful nation, the United Arab Emirates, with peace, progress, and prosperity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease and peace to all of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately to make us among those who will be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.